All right, in this segment, we're going to be talking about how you can go with your gut. Trust your instincts. You know best. Trust yourself. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And I think in this episode, we're going to put our sassy pants on. I love it.
Yeah.
You're always telling me, oh, you've got your sassy pants on today.
Well,
that must be a Minnesotan thing.
I have a coffee mug that says I have my sassy pants on today.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
It makes me happy. And it's so funny because I remember I had to make a serious phone call. And I was in my pajamas. I was talking to you on the phone. I'm like, oh boy, to make that call, I've got to go put my sassy pants on. The ones that make me feel slim and strong and, you know what I mean?
And ready to take on the world.
Yes.
Your sassy pants. Okay. It wasn't your PJs?
No.
It wasn't your flannels?
No.
Laying around?
So the reason that we're saying that, it's because that's how we handle life. We boost our energy. I mean, sometimes it's nice to curl up on the sofa with your, you know, Lululemons or whatever, or sweats, whatever.
Right.
But then, does it really give you a lot of energy? No.
No, it makes me feel very comfortable and relaxed. And there are times for that,
yes.
Right? But there are also times when you have to put on your sassy pants and get out the door.
Right. So what does this have to do with trusting yourself? I mean, how many times a day do you feel good about yourself and bad about yourself? So where do you make good decisions from? When you feel good.
Right.
You're more brave, courageous. When you are not having the high vibration energy like we talked about in the last segment, then you kind of slide into fearful thinking.
Yeah.
Or what if, or I just don't know what to do. We do know, we just don't want to admit it.
Well, and I think sometimes when I have my lazy pants on, I feel lazy. I make lazy decisions. I make lazy assumptions about myself, or you know what I mean? But when you, and this isn't just about like getting up and getting dressed every day, but kind of is, because we develop these habits for personal success about getting up, make the bed, do, mm-hmm. you know, the routine. Routine can gives you the ability to create success.
Yeah. And when I say you trust yourself, so it's always great to bounce things off someone else.
We do that all the time.
Right. And then when it comes down to it, we already know the answer. We're just airing all of it.
And that's exactly what we were doing before this episode. We were talking about all the different things. Like, there's some big decisions that have to be made mm-hmm. for you and I in our different aspects of our lives. And we were just bouncing them off each other. And I looked at you and I said, I think this is like, you're going to charge me. Do I need to lay down on the couch and you can just charge me by the hour? But you said, sometimes you just have to say it out loud.
Yeah.
Because you know.
Well, so the reason why people don't say things out loud that they know, this relationship's not working. They don't want to say that out loud because then they think they have to do something about it right then.
Right.
You don't.
No. And you can trust yourself.
You know, you trust because yourself more than you trust anyone else. Cicero said that.
And when you start saying things out loud, that's you trusting yourself.
Yeah, and sometimes
and letting it flow.
Right. You'll mm-hmm. surprise yourself sometimes.
Yeah, it's
oh my
good.
God, I can't believe I just said that.
Yeah.
You know? Also, like I mentioned, fearful thinking equals a bad decision.
Yeah.
Every time.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. Can't make fear-based decisions.
No. When you do, like I recently received an email and you could hear the fear in the email and it's not going to lead to a good decision.
No, because you're not in a position of strength or power, self-empowerment.
Yeah.
Because when you feel self-empowered, you are more brave to make the tough decisions.
Right.
You're willing to, okay, I know this is going to be tough.
Also, a lot of it can come from being quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just being quiet.
That's when you hear your own voice.
Right. So we're talking about saying things out loud. But sometimes you know when you just have to do a little quiet self-reflection.
Well, and sometimes we avoid it because we don't want to listen mm-hmm. to the conflicting thoughts and maybe the situation is uncomfortable and or the decision you have to make. And so we're like, okay, I'm going to listen to the radio, you know?
Right. But sometimes turn the radio off, turn off all the distractions, and like you said, you can hear your own wisdom.
Yep. So go forth and trust yourself.
Coming up next, right after a short word from our sponsor, the gift of gratitude. We're going to be talking about gratitude and what a gift it can really be. It's really a meaningful episode coming up. So stay with us. You're listening to Momstown 365.